Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome, JC.
Hey.
I got some breaking news I don't think you know about yet.
Does it involve Mike Tyson?
It does not. Do you know something involving Mike Tyson?
I do.
Really? What happened to Mike Tyson?
He's going to fight.
No, what?
He's going to fight.
What? What?
Going to fight Roy Jones Jr. September 12th.
Oh, is this like the geriatric league?
Hey, man. If you've seen Mike and his training videos lately.
What?
There is nothing geriatric about it. This dude is a freaking monster.
No, you could have stopped at freak, because he is a freak of nature.
Well, he's a freak in multiple ways.
Yeah, but I mean a freak of nature.
I mean, Roy Jones Jr. was amazing, but at 51 years old, now Mike's 54, but at 51 years old, do I want to be hit by Mike Tyson?
Mm-mm.
Not no, but hell no.
No way.
So, yeah, I'm excited. What's your news?
I'll tell you in just a second, JC. I'm going to give you the opportunity, like I didn't do yesterday, give you the opportunity to say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And then go ahead and say hello to everybody in the chat room.
Hey, everybody
there,
in the chat room.
That we have there. So we, while I do this.
St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Bonnie Lake, Washington. Vero Beach. Virginia.
Oh, look at
Missouri,
that.
Missouri.
Jefferson
Indiana,
State,
Arizona.
JC.
State of Jefferson.
Yeah.
Upstate New York. Parkland, Washington. Rhode Island.
We got Tampa Metamora. Bay, Florida over here.
I always get the M's messed up.
M-O is Michigan.
Michigan. Metamora, Michigan.
I think that might be new. John, are you new? Anyway, glad everybody's here. You know what? What's happened, JC? YouTube hates us so much. This has never happened before. We actually already have more people in the Facebook chat room than we do in the YouTube chat room.
Wow. Arizona,
we usually,
Pennsylvania,
it's
Indiana,
usually the other way around.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Southeastern
no kidding.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Trump's up again. Hey, how many of you guys
Trump
are still
ad.
Getting yeah, how many of you guys are still getting
do
Biden
you
ads?
Approve of President Trump.
Well
yeah,
that
I get that ad a lot.
Smith, do you?
Thriller, Smith River, California.
Oh,
say
that.
Rocky Ridge, Utah.
Say that, JC. I can't say that.
What am I looking at?
Right there. Can you read that?
Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Right.
That is awesome. Rogers, Arkansas. Holiday, Florida. Anchorage, Alaska. Woohoo! We have breached the coast to coast, you know? I mean, we have international global people here, too. It's just really, really awesome. So here is the news. Are you ready? Oh, there we go. Paolo is the 2Q. Are you ready? Donald Trump has canceled the Jacksonville portion of the Republican National Convention. It actually happened just a few minutes before the show went live.
What's all that about?
Because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
See, getting pushback from Jacksonville?
No idea. Jacksonville component of the Republican National Convention has been canceled as cases of coronavirus continue to spike across the state. Trump says, I looked at my team and I said the timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's been happening. They said, sir, we can make this work very, very easily. I said, there's nothing more important in our country than keeping our people safe, whether it's from China, virus, or the radical left mob.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Does that sort of leave that open? Did he hear something about a radical left mob?
Interesting.
Or is it because of the China virus? Oh, Drywall O, our first super chat of the day. Is that Baby Yoda, JC? Does he have a Baby Yoda?
Yep.
All right, Baby Yoda. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up for us now. You know what? I think YouTube is lying to us about how many people are in the chat room. I really do. this is, I think they're lying to us.
More people have chimed in than that.
Yeah, there are more people in the chat room right now than what it's telling us is watching right now.
That's interesting.
Drywall, oh, with the super chat donation. Thank you so much today. Yay! Shut down again. Shut down. You know what? This is really interesting, JC. How is this going to affect the YouTube community? I mean the RNC community. How is this going to affect Jacksonville, Florida? How's this going to affect Florida, seeing that we are shut down again?
So all the headlines.
Oh, look, this is what's happening. YouTube's booting everybody off. Look, we're down to like 15 people now.
Huh. Interesting.
How interesting is that? I wonder what I said that you were talking about Mike Tyson. Do they hate Mike Tyson? It's racist. It's racist. They don't like Mike Tyson. Anyway, this has never happened before. We actually have more likes than we do have people we are told are watching us on YouTube. That is not possible. That is just not possible. Well, thank you, everybody, that 40, is sticking with
42
us.
42 thumbs up and only 20-something watching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because they went in and kicked everybody off.
Oh, boy.
You know? Seriously, guys. Hey, JC, I don't know if I'm prematurely talking about this, but I noticed that you were looking at our friend Ben Swan, and he has a new media coming out.
They're trying. They've been trying for a while.
We've been talking to them along and along, and it's been a long time since I've actually chatted with Ben and the crew, and I'm thinking maybe I need to chat with them again because it was kind of like my little reminder, but he's going to try to do something, right? I mean, he's going to try to take over YouTube. We have Parler and all that.
It's
what's he doing?
It's Isagoria Media.
Isagoria.
I-S-E Media. The idea is independent Bitcoin or blockchain-based media site. Their plan is supposedly within five years to rival YouTube and Facebook.
That would be amazing.
So it's a completely alternative.
So don't complain
totally
because
free speech.
Because we got platform. People that are trying, right? People right. are trying sure. to overcome. We'll be here as long as we can. As long as they'll let us. I'm praying this isn't a precursor to something. You know, they blocked our video about, well, they didn't block it, but you know, they do their little censorship thing. Not yesterday, but the day before where we talked about the Portland riots. So they put the little, we don't like you, Portland riots thing. And maybe because we're talking about the census and undocumented aliens today.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting. And I don't know if this is AI, just plain AI or, you know, people, actually live human beings behind, you know, doing it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's as if they only look at the titles.
Yeah. Well, I've tried putting in the fake titles, but even when you put something in the description, they read that too.
Yeah, because if you look at the show you did about the Portland thing, or like the latest, you know, you were sort of against what the conservative,
right? You know, exactly.
The main conservative narrative.
Exactly.
That, oh yeah, this is okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
Scoop people up off the streets. You know, this is lefty freakout. You talked about really sort of separation of authorities in the sense of state sovereignty and that sort of thing. You would think they would like that, that you didn't just give a carte blanche, okay, scoop people up off the street. So
right.
I think they just read the headlines.
And then they say
it's
Chris Ann Hall, so we automatically have to assume something, right? Yeah, Mark, Ben Swan is like us. He doesn't hold back. He's going to be, you know what, Ben Swan is a true investigative reporter because he preaches the truth. I remember when he did his expose on the Syrian refugees.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing expose Ben Swan did about the Syrian refugees and about who are the real enemies in Syria and that sort of thing, you know?
By the way, I think the, you know, the crime for instance, your Portland thing from a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
is objectivity.
Yeah.
Because you kind of, you know, you, I guess sort of the conclusion was in, you know, in a particular set of circumstances, certainly federal agents are justified in doing, you know, action X. But you need these requirements, and if you don't, then that's a problem. So you kind of, you know, was sort of looked at both sides of the argument, and I think gave objective answers. No, mm-hmm. And it seems like neither side is totally correct.
Right. Well, and I mean, so the
that's a sin today.
Yes.
Anything that sort of says, okay, let's look at both sides. That's a total sin. You got to be on one side or the other, or you need to be destroyed.
Right, right. So, hey, I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. I'm going to ask you guys in YouTube to just go ahead and share right now. While you're watching, you can share it. Because YouTube is absolutely trying to kill this show. And this is a really, really important show. I'm going to talk to you about the census. What is the census really about? What is up with they're saying that Donald Trump issued an executive order. He did not issue an executive order. He issued a memorandum. There's actually a difference. I don't know if it's a distinction without a difference, but there is a difference. And, I guess practically speaking, a distinction without difference, or a difference without distinction. That's how that goes, right? Difference without distinction. Anyway, but we're going to talk about that, and that's really, really important because of the left's narrative. And I say that, JC, I don't even like using that term anymore. I got to figure out some other way to talk about these people because it just doesn't feel right anymore. It seems overgeneralized to call people the left. When there's specifically something, and I don't know, maybe JC's better at this stuff than I am, so maybe by the end of the show he can come up with a name for them. Called them lefty loons, I don't know, but...
Well, I was honestly thinking about that today because...
Really?
The reality is, I think the best term I could come up with, because it's not necessarily left, when you talk about the things we're talking about, mm-hmm. it's not always left, but... I think of it as the vocal minority, right? They're really the yeah. sort of loudest voices.
Right.
Because I think of, you know, we were looking at the thing about the cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And really at the core of it, as we said, just like the conversation we're talking about.
Right.
You can't be objective. So anybody that says, yeah, you know, let's look at both sides. Let's let both sides have a hearing. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this thing. Either it seems like there's the loudest voices on either side, right?
Uh-huh.
On both sides, that's not acceptable.
Right.
You have to pick one of the extremes.
Right.
And if you're not one of the two choices that we say are available
right.
on either extreme of the spectrum, then you have to be destroyed and canceled and silenced and ridiculed and mocked and that sort of thing.
Right.
So I think of it as just, I guess the broadest sort of term I think of is the loudest voices. Because I really, and maybe I'm delusional, but I still don't believe that this represents the majority of America.
No, it doesn't. They are the 1%.
Yeah,
so they're the new 1%. They're the destructive
1%. I honestly don't feel like mob was actually another term that popped in my head.
Because I don't like the term progressive. Personally, I don't like the term progressive because yeah. I don't like...
Well, it's a false term.
It's a false term.
Because it implies progress.
Progress,
it's
right.
Opposite.
It's like liberal. I don't like the term liberal either yeah. because liberal used to mean somebody who believed that liberty was a gift from God. So I need a more specific
yeah.
thing.
But at
here.
The same time, I'm trying not to get wound up around the yeah. axle about
yeah.
the terms.
Yeah.
But
labels.
But the point,
people
but the
are
point,
people.
But the point is, I think the point to at least... Again, as far as I see it, and maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm not. Because it's kind of the source of any hope that I have left.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think that this represents the average
JC,
American. I don't think it
that
represents.
That was so sad. He's like,
I'm just the source of all the hope I have left. No, in a political sense, right?
Yeah, I get it. No, I get it.
My hope is in something higher than in somebody higher than that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
but in a political sense, as far as the craziness that we see, I still feel like this is not representative of the average Joe on the street. It's not representative
yeah.
of a majority of Americans. I just feel like a majority of Americans are unplugged and unaware. Once this stuff really and I hate the fact you know, accepting the fact that it's got to get so bad for people to actually catch a snap.
Okay, but I really JC, feel that's, like that's,
people are still unplugged, still with what's going on. Yeah. They still
I was actually talking to Kate Daly about this today, and this is just simply human nature. I hate that whole slip of thing of, you know, society works in cycles and we're just going through a cycle. I really hate it when I hear myself saying that. But when you look throughout history, some things, I mean, Hamilton called them the oracle of truth, where their responses are unequivocal. They ought to be held to be sacred and conclusive. And so, you know, there's just certain aspects. Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Because the bottom line is, we do the same stupid stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
What we look at, though, and this is what I was trying to explain to the people that we were talking to this afternoon, mm-hmm. and to Kate as well. We start at a whole different level.
Yeah.
Right? Our launch point is from a different level. So when you talk about America in the decline and you talk about having to start over, you're not starting over China. You're not starting China. You're not starting over Spain. You're starting over America.
Right. There's minimum expectations.
That's it. Minimum expectations.
But at the same time.
Thank you, Mark Taylor, for your super chat. Woohoo.
But at the same time, to Michael Turner's point in the chat room, they're lining up in drive-thrus for testing.
Yeah.
So I think there's a distinction that needs to be made. So mm-hmm. In your conversation I heard you having with Kate was in general about the sort of Marxist push and mm-hmm. those kind of radicals and the attack on businesses and private property kind of thing.
Right.
But with the virus and this sort of thing, people have accepted a justification.
Right.
Right? Because of the fear.
The necessity is the, you
so
know.
They'll wear a mask because they bought into, you know, the people pointing to a boogeyman, and they're going, right. "Oh, we need to do this." But as far as finally getting to that point where this group that says, "Okay, we have to abolish property. You got to give up all your businesses. It's now communal property." What do you point to to make Americans go, "Oh, okay, yeah, there's a good reason for that."
That ain't going to happen in America.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I still think a majority of Americans have bought into the boogeyman, the virus boogeyman, right? But I still don't think a majority of Americans have bought into the entire Marxist philosophy of, all right, now you don't get to keep what you earn, you know.
And it's going to, and we have a short attention span with these kind of things, too. So we're not going to put up with this stuff for much longer. Hey, Miriam, thank you so much. Look at that. Miriam leading the way with a grant.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your super chat grant donation there. Yes, the census. Now, I wanted to kind of give people a chance to get back in here. Because YouTube kicked everybody out, and I'm watching the numbers grow. But I think what we need to talk about here, and I wanted to point out to you, JC, did you see that we got two haters today?
Good.
We usually get just one, and I'm wondering if our one hater, he must have went out and recruited. He like comes in the room, and I say he in the gender neutral term.
I was going to say maybe it's a she.
Don't know, but
her baby is
jumps in the chat room first 3 seconds and hits the down button. So there you go. Somebody has absolutely nothing better to do with their life than to jump into a podcast that they absolutely hate. Yeah, that's sadism, isn't it?
Well, you have to find ways to entertain yourself.
Yeah, find ways. Okay, so here we go. We have this memorandum from Donald Trump, and I can't pull it up on the screen because my article that brought this to me is actually from Washington Post, okay? Mm.
And they want you to subscribe.
And they want me to subscribe, and I will not, okay? I will not. So when I look at it on my phone, I can actually see it without subscribing. So let me read to you. This comes from Leah Littman, and it is an op-ed in Washington Post, which I think most articles in the news today are op-eds.
No, I was just thinking that it's interesting that they go out of their way to say it's an op-ed.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the entire content of newspapers today.
Yes, exactly. They're all op-eds. That occurred to me too. Yeah, thank you, man. All right. So, Leah Littman is an assistant professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School and hosts the podcast, quote, Strict Scrutiny, about the Supreme Court. Okay.
That's sad.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. Let me read you what she says. And JC knows. I already read it to him in the car. On Tuesday, President Trump signed yet another executive order. She's a lawyer and she can't read.
Right.
Okay. Here's our problem number one, because I went looking for the executive order. There's no executive order. Let me just go ahead and pop up here and show people what it says. Are you ready? Memorandum. It is a presidential memorandum, okay? They actually do say executive order. And when they say executive order, there's actually a picture of the White House on there, and it's
Don't they have numbers also?
Yes, and executive orders are issued numbers. Exactly. And so...
Yeah. Memorandum for the Secretary of Commerce.
Yes, exactly. So, number one...
Which, by the way, is the executive directing his executive branch.
Miriam sent us another super chat. She says, this is for the number two hater. This only means you're doing a good job. May you always have divine connections. Thank you, Miriam. You're awesome. Can we shoot for three? No, just kidding. All right, so on Tuesday, President Trump signed yet another executive order, not an executive order, designed to solidify the political power of his white Republican base at the expense of members of minority groups. Now, I will point out to you that Leah Littman is blonde-haired and blue-eyed, okay? I don't know that that matters, but she is blonde-haired and blue-eyed.
Leah,
okay?
Get a clue.
All right, go
read Burn Down the American Plantation. You have no place in their new reality.
Yeah.
So lick their boots all you want.
Thank you, Michael Turner, for that statement. Michael Turner in our YouTube chat room says, shouldn't Americans all be lawyers in some small way?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely freaking yes. Thank you very much. Okay? Because if Americans were lawyers in certain extent, then corrupt lawyers wouldn't be able to run over people.
Right.
Because you would know the law. And that's your obligation to know the law. All right, anyway, so I wanted to point this out. At the expense of members of minority groups. Now, you know me, JC, I don't usually read like the little bio of the people. This is important because she is a professor at the University of Michigan Law School, and her side job is a podcast on Supreme Court opinions. So somebody called Strict Scrutiny, which means that she is absolutely supposed to be up on constitutional issues, right? Because that's the whole Strict Scrutiny thing. Strict Scrutiny is the review standard for the Supreme Court when dealing with fundamental rights. So she's supposed to be flagging us that she knows this stuff. And here's what she says, right? Minority groups. Well, as Strict Scrutiny, you should be upset about the president issuing an executive order that would limit the rights of minority groups. Sure. Obviously, right?
Sure.
Here's what it says. It would exclude undocumented immigrants from the census count used to apportion congressional seats. Seriously, people, why should people who are not citizens of the United States, of these states, be represented in Congress? I have to go back to my question again, JC. I have to ask this question. What in heaven's name is the purpose of citizenship ever in the history of time if citizenship and not, if citizens and non-citizens all get the same stuff?
Yeah.
Representation is not for people. We don't need to assign a representative to people who live in, who are citizens of France here in America.
Right. There's 1.92 million people in Latvia. Why wouldn't we count them? Or say it like this. If we're counting anybody and everybody, right, why not include them?
See, here's the thing. She's got all her little fanatical panties in a wad because She says, the order appears to emphatically confirm what the Supreme Court concluded last summer in a blockbuster decision that forbade the administration from adding citizenship questions to the U.S. Census. Okay? All right. Blockbuster. I don't... Whatever. She can have her happy day and her Skittles party. I don't care. The bottom line is, we told you when they put, we had the discussion about the citizenship question. There's nothing wrong with the citizenship question. The citizenship question has been on the census before. It's not a big deal. Barack Obama asked the citizenship question, right? So here's the problem. Well, Barack Obama did it so that he could give non-citizens more benefits. They wanted to keep, because Donald Trump is president, they wanted to keep the citizens off, the non-citizens off the census so that they could continue to give them benefits. Because they knew once we got a count of how many people are in this country that are receiving the benefits of citizenship without being citizens, that maybe the guy who wasn't awake yesterday might wake up today. So now... she's ticked off, this constitutional lawyer is ticked off that we aren't giving representation to non-citizens.
To those who are not members of any state in this republic.
Not members of any state. Not citizens of any state and not members of this union.
Right.
Anywhere. Right? Which means that they don't participate in the function of citizenship, so how do they get the benefits of citizenship? And why are we going to undocumented, all right? I'm just going to use their words because it just makes it easy. Undocumented means non-citizen. How's that, all right?
Yeah.
Non-citizen aliens, why do they need representation in our government?
Well,
they're going to be gone in 90 days. Okay. If you, in most cases, if you come into this country without a visa, you can only stay for like 90 days.
So why would you, as a visitor.
So why do you need a representative? If you stay here longer, here's the problem. See, I put this up here because I wanted to show this again, but let me show you how this works, right? So Donald Trump, this is the memorandum. This is the legal memorandum. And I believe that this legal memorandum is a direct response to the Supreme Court telling them they can't have the citizenship question on there, right? So you have him saying, in order to apportion representatives among the states, the Constitution requires the enumeration of the population of the United States every 10 years and grants Congress the power and discretion to the manner in which this decennial census is conducted. Now, I want to talk to you guys about this, but I want us to look at this. There is an article on my website called The Federal Census. Why is this cutting this off today? It's called... oh, because I didn't roll it down. Okay. It's called The Federal Census, Overly Intrusive and Absolutely Unconstitutional. Now, in this, I explain how the federal government is not supposed to be asking you, you know, how many acres of property you have, what kind of equipment you have on your property, and all that other kind of crazy stuff. But in here, I actually explain to you what is the purpose of the census from the people who actually gave us the census. And why are we actually making a statement of representation for people who are not citizens? You know what the real problem is, JC? This just dropped in my head. You know why they're fighting for this? Because people with green cards have to pay taxes. If you're not a citizen, why do you have to pay income tax? If you are not subject to the benefits of taxes, then why do you have to pay them? You see, non-citizens are not supposed to be getting the benefits of citizenship. So why do you have to pay for the benefits of citizenship that you're not getting? It boils down once again to taxation. If the government was not taxing us contrary to the principles that created our Constitution, if there was no direct taxation, right? Because remember, what are the two functions of the census? Not just simply apportionment for representation, but apportionment for the state's portion of the national debt. Well, that doesn't work anymore because we don't take those national debt from the states anymore. We take the national debt from JC's pocket. So it's completely and totally wrong. Direct taxation in the pockets of the people was absolutely a no-no when we started this union of states. But we've allowed them now to reach into our pockets, and now they're reaching into the pockets of people who don't even submit to the laws of our state.
Right.
It's the same thing with marriage. Why are there marriage licenses? The only reason we have marriage licenses is so that people can get a tax break. Why is there a gay marriage argument? Not because they want the churches to recognize gay marriage, but because they want the government to recognize gay marriage for tax purposes. So the solution to all of this problem is to end direct taxation through income tax and go back to the reason of the census and the apportionment of the states and stop taxing people who don't get to have the benefits of those taxes. Is that radical? Is that crazy?
It's not going to help your throttling problem.
Obviously not. Obviously not. I'm really ticked off about this because you know what this is, JC? I don't know. Do people see what this is? The demand, and maybe this is too esoteric, I don't know. But the demand for representation for people in, what country did you say?
Latvia?
Okay. So,
no offense, Latvia.
No, I mean, Latvians, let the Latvians run the Latvians, okay? But I don't need to give a Latvian a representation in America, in our Congress. They have representation, maybe they do, I don't know how the Latvian government works, but let them establish a Congress in Latvia. Let them establish a Congress in Mexico. Let them establish a Congress in Syria. But you don't get representation in our Congress if you're not going to go through the commitment to be a citizen. Period. And I know I'm not helping our throttle in here, but this is absolutely the fact. Do you not, and then this is the esoteric, but I don't know if people will get this. Maybe this is the tinfoil hat thing. I don't know. Do you know why? This is bad. The argument that a non-citizen deserves representation in our Congress is the drive to eliminate citizenship. When you eliminate citizenship, what do you have? You have a one-world society. You are now global citizens, right? I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a global citizen. See, Congress represents everyone.
Well, I don't actually buy into that myself.
Yeah, well, but you know what I'm trying to say. I'm a citizen of my state.
Florida.
I'm a citizen of my state, and my state is a member of the union. So you say it that way. In any way, shape, or form, it's the elimination of citizenship for the global, you know, arguments. It makes America the global government. Drywall, oh, thank you, $5, many months back dues. Thank you, guys. But here's the bottom line. Do you see that? Is that too far of a reach to see how that's... When you understand, it opens by increments, right?
Yeah.
And you say, you deserve representation. No, well, maybe I'm here for 4 weeks. What is the term? What is your term of stay?
Who seriously believes that that's an honest... I mean, their argument is honest. I mean, surely people don't really believe that. I mean, it ought to be pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're not... Why would somebody who's not an American deserve to be counted in representation?
That's my point.
Like, what?
If you don't,
it makes no sense.
If you... But see, the citizenship thing.
You know, like if several thousand of us went to England on vacation.
And stayed for three months.
We tried to start some petition for us to have a parliamentary representative there.
Yeah.
Who would?
Yeah. So 500 of us take over a hotel in England, right? We just, we rent out the whole hotel. We become our own little geographic entity.
Yeah.
And we stay there, and we want representation.
So the idea is
it wouldn't, this argument would never be tolerated in any other country.
No, but so then the president is saying in the memorandum to the secretary, no, we're not counting people that aren't freaking Americans.
Yeah.
And now these loud lefty voices are beside themselves. He's a racist. He's trying to solidify his white base. I mean,
you know what a slap to everybody who is actually a citizen, who is a minority, right? Because you don't count non-citizens of your state. Now all of the sudden, everybody who's a citizen is a bad guy. We talked about this already, right?
Yeah.
We talked about this today, about the progressive demonization of what is
sane.
Absolutely. The progressive demonization of what is sane. What do you mean you think you own your business? Right. What do you mean you own your property and you should be able to fight to keep your property? What do you mean it means something to be a citizen? These are sane things to think, people. It is sane to think that if I work hard and I purchase with the sweat of my brow something, it is mine. That is what sane people believe. It is sane to believe that if I submit myself voluntarily to the laws of a community and enter into a voluntary commitment to the society, that I am a member of that society. And people who do not wish to voluntarily make that commitment are not members of my society. That is sane thinking. That is sane thinking. Does that mean now that I have to let somebody wandering on the street into my house and declare them part of my family?
Right.
No,
that's the thought process.
Oh, but now I'm just exaggerating. I'm just speaking in hyperbole and I'm not making any sense. And I had these conversations, JC. I'm sorry. I've had these conversations this last week with people trying, you know me, I'm Hope Springs Eternal, I'm an educator at heart, trying to convince and convert, and I've got really irritated lately and Mac is shaking it off, really irritated lately at the way these people constantly move the goalpost. You box them in their insanity, and then all of a sudden they move the goalpost. That is not right. That is absolutely not right. I get it. I don't even. Anyway, so the bottom line is this: if you're not a citizen, then you do not get representation in a constitutional republic, okay? We are a constitutional republic, which means citizens get representation. Non-citizens do not get representation. So they want to make us global citizens. What have you got?
Well, this was sent. I saw this come through earlier. One of our listeners sent an email. State Bar Group, this is in New York, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
State Bar Group calls for mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations regardless of objections. They say some Americans may push back on the COVID-19 vaccination for religious, philosophical, personal reasons, the New York Bar Association says. For the sake of public health, mandatory vaccinations for COVID-19 should be required in the United States as soon as it's available, which is what you were you were talking about
yesterday. Yesterday, I gave you the whole thing.
This is coming soon.
Yeah. Yeah, this is coming soon. We talked about how Pfizer, how the federal government, this is yesterday's show, go watch it. Yesterday's show, Pfizer's already bailed, the U.S. government has already promised Pfizer $1.95 billion for vaccinations by the end of this year. Okay, what month are we in? We are like halfway through July, we're almost into August now, right? So August, September, October, November, December. You got 5 months. They're promising 100 million vaccinations by the end of 2020.
So,
and that's what I told you. I have this write up on the Jacobson v. Massachusetts case. I need to put that out there, JC. You're going to have to help me edit this and get it out.
Well, apparently all the lawyers and Bar Association are all assembling in array to push this, to convince everyone that, you know, this is the way it ought to be. So, we talked about this earlier today. This is, a storm is coming. I mean, when you're talking about this vaccination thing, because, I mean, it's insanity. So the recovery rate for this thing
98.8%.
Like, you know, as same as the flu, if not better, or, you know, somewhere in the ballpark. And you don't have this push for, like, your yearly flu vaccination and all this sort of thing. So, you know, something different about this. It's an opportunity seized by these folks. And I hope I'm right, but I look at the mask thing, and people have bought into the fear, and so wear a mask. It's not that big of an inconvenience. Let's do it. I'm wondering, are the people gonna
take this out?
The people look the same at the vaccine issue? I mean, if you're just willing to say, okay, we'll wear a mask because of this, is that the same? Are people going to have the same reactions about a vaccine?
To me, it's like
a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you start running around. Because, I mean, that's like some freaking dystopian movie script. It's crazy.
Now you're going to be
dragging people out of their houses and just vaccine.
Every zombie movie starts with a vaccination. I'm just saying.
To me, I'm thinking, okay, you're launching a war.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. You just launch, if this is what you're doing, and now we have maybe the bar associations are getting behind this because they want to sort of reason people into compliance and lawyer people into compliance.
Yeah, but here's what I think it is.
I just think this has to be, you're starting a war if you do this.
Here's what I have, because this is what they did with us on masks, right? Right? Because Donald Trump's always like, we're not making it mandatory, I'm leaving it up to the states, right? So you gotta love the fact that it's not mandatory. But the businesses are requiring them to go into the businesses. Remember, you got Delta saying, if you don't wear a mask, you've got to go through our medical screening to prove that you have an inability to wear a mask.
Right, and it's going to go to vaccination chip.
Exactly. They are,
and whatever
they
else
have,
they put in, you know,
the masks,
along with the chip.
The masks have taught them, JC, that they don't have to force us to do anything because we are addicted to commerce. We are addicted to travel. We're addicted to the freedom of movement that we have. We're addicted to the things that we buy and what we see. We can't survive without going to the grocery store. They're realizing, and this is why, you got the crazy radicals mandates. And here's what I'll say. Oh, we're not crazy like them. We're not going to mandate it. We're going to make it a choice. And then they don't have to be the demons for making it a mandate. But what they end up doing is making it a mandate because you can't engage in commerce without it.
Yeah. No.
So then the politicians, it's the same thing. I watched this happen through history, JC, with the history class that we teach. Do you know how far along in our American history, our colonists actually believed that the king was on their side? Do you know how long they believed that the king was on their side? Right. It wasn't until the Declaration of Independence that we actually tore down the statue of George III. The whole time, we thought George was on our side, and it was Parliament against us. So these politicians learn from history when we don't, so that they can create now. They don't need a king because money is king in America. Commerce is king in America, right? They can say, oh, you don't have to blame us. It's your business owners. They're the ones requiring this. And then the politicians still get to get their paychecks and get reelected, and they get to go to our rallies, and they get all our political support because it wasn't them that forced us to have vaccinations. Is that crazy? Because that's where my brain goes. That's how I think this is going to work out.
I think that's going to be a part of it, but I mean, I see...
I mean, you're still going to have California mandating...
No, that's what I was going to say. I see on the state level, the politicians are going to be doing this also.
And let us not forget, Florida statute has a statute that says that the Secretary of Health can mandate a vaccination, quote, using whatever means necessary, end quote. Right.
So it's already on the books.
It's already on the books.
It's probably on the books in many states that people aren't aware of.
I think you're right. It's a combination of things. It's just like the masks. You're going to have a large number of people that are just going to go along. They're going to be like, cool. And then you're going to have the remnant of us that are like, hell no. And then we'll be the ones that'll be dragged down in the streets, and we'll be the ones that are locked in an insane asylum so we can be force medicated. You know, because they'll use the Baker Act laws. You can't be mentally sane if you won't have a vaccination.
I think it varies in states and communities. Because, you know, there's certain places we go. And I guess it's a lot of times it's the rural-urban divide again.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some places you can go and, you know, they're not really, there's not much enforcement from the businesses and different things. And then you go in other areas... Like we were around the urban area in Dallas, Fort Worth area, and some of them were really militant in the businesses about it. So I don't know. It's interesting. But when you start talking about, I just feel like forced vaccination is another level.
It is for me it is.
Uh-huh. But I've been thinking about this because, and that's why I say you're starting a war, because as you're saying, when you tie it to the business, so you can't fly, I mean, you know, I know not everybody's Christian who listens, but the stuff is, you know, textbook mark of the beast.
Yes.
When you start studying
The
Bible and Revelation, textbook mark of the beast. So you can't fly, you can't buy, you can't sell, you can't engage in commerce. You got and again, we've seen this push for the chip connected to your financial records and your medical records. I mean, this has been going now. It's a big thing with Bill Gates and all these folks. So that's where I see it heading. It's from the vaccine to, well, how do we verify the vaccine? Well, you got to have this chip, you got to have this card, whatever it is. And then the requirement is, or the stipulation is, you don't have it, then you can't essentially engage in commerce. You can't travel. Mm-hmm. So then what does that do? I mean, that isolates everybody who is against this to the point of, if you know, unless you're self-sufficient, you got your land, you got some community, and you know, you're all growing your own stuff and whatever, which I think that can only last for a certain period of time, because they'll figure out ways to constrain that.
Right.
Then it seems like basically they're saying, hey, you don't go along, then we starve you out until you die. At that point, where are you?
Right.
Right. What do you do? I don't know. There's nowhere to go at that point, but open conflict. This is war at that point.
Yeah, you always have the opportunity to have, and especially in the rural areas, your communities where you survive with each other, providing each other what you need.
But if you've entered into that scenario,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you're fighting for your own little borders.
And you talk about, okay, we can grow our own food and mm-hmm. collect water and start a black market, blah, blah, blah. If you've entered into that scenario and that's kind of, now it's sort of a national thing, it's government policy, it's state government, it's businesses all participating, that's only going to last a certain length of time.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to go, okay, these guys are, they're on their property, they're growing their own food, and they've got their black market. Okay, that's good enough for us.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen.
No.
So there is no, to me, there's no outcome. Zero outcome. When you enter into this scenario that they're talking about, there is no outcome beyond open war.
You know, Vegan Bear asks a very important question here, and it's something that we've talked about several times on this show. Is there a legal document that can hold the COVID-19 tester personally responsible for any harm caused the person from the test? No, because Congress has given them qualified immunity. See, that's why we've been trying to fight this qualified immunity, which used to be called sovereign immunity, which meant the king can do no harm. And so now we have qualified immunity, so we don't sound like we're a bunch of kings, and it's still the exact same thing, right? So, I don't know, man, it's just...
By the way, I'm not some... What do they call...
JC, we got three thumbs down now.
What do they call now? DVE or whatever, domestic violent extremist? I'm not some DVE calling for war.
No.
What I'm saying is, what's left?
You know, I mean,
you really think people are gonna just roll over, and then the people that say, okay, we'll just opt out. Do we really assume that the folks pushing this are gonna go, oh, okay, good, that's fine? No, you don't have an option. It's get vaccinated. Or, I mean, they consider you a threat. You are a fatal domestic threat. I mean, so just the very fact of not taking the vaccine, you're a DVE. So now, now that I'm sort of postulating on people's reactions, now I'm surely... I'm on a watch list, and there's some FBI going, oh, that's...
Baby, you've been on a watch list for a while, but...
No, but I mean, that's how they think. It's crazy. I'm reading in their stuff talking about the DVEs and blah, blah, and they're like... It's always people, you know, they say people who feel like their Second Amendment rights are under threat, DVE. Meanwhile, the literal DVEs are burning down businesses and communities and seizing downtowns.
And demanding that non-citizens get representation.
And they're not DVEs. Mm-hmm. The memos are written about us.
Right.
We're the potential domestic terrorists because we're saying, hey, you can't snatch people up and start sticking them with things and injecting them with things, and people are going to react probably violently. That's probably, you know, so probably not a good idea. Let's think of a different way to go about this, right? Having that conversation, we're the domestic terrorists,
mm-hmm.
right? But if I grab my Molotov cocktail and throw it through the freaking AutoZone window, I'm a peaceful protester. So everybody's, oh, the Trump's going to save us and the federal troops are going to come. Screw you. That's who's freaking classifying you like this. That Trump is president of this federal government at the moment while they right now are writing freaking memos saying we're the domestic terrorists. In the meantime, all these nut jobs are burning down cities all over the freaking country. They're not on a list. There's no memos about them. Only now do we have federal agents because of some executive order. We're going to protect statues and protect courthouses, and now they're supposedly investigating people in the freaking streets. Who cares about statues and courthouses and whatever the hell else is in your stupid executive order, Trump? Meanwhile, your freaking government is writing memos saying I'm a domestic terrorist because I support liberty. The hell with your statues. What about the freaking people of the United States of America? My two cents. So, I'm not interested in Trump's the savior, and there's some freaking, you know, the white hats are going to come save you. Screw you. I don't need a white hat to come save me. Stay out of my business. I got in my freaking safe what I need to save me. Go the hell away. And you're not sticking me with anything. And I'm telling you, it will be war. I don't want it, but it is what it is.
I have
not going to happen. Just come. Just put a sniper
across the street. Super chat.
No, just put a freaking sniper across the street and go ahead and take me out. Because you're not going to vaccinate me.
I had to give you your own super chat, dear. I just, there you go.
No, this stuff, man.
So here's the thing, JC, because
I'm tired of these freaking Looney Tunes arraying against people. I just want to live my life. Leave me alone. And we got to have Soros and all these Looney Tunes building these networks to do what? To eliminate people who just want to live their freaking life, enjoy what they earn, enjoy what they own. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone. I'm not bothering anybody. But because I don't want them to come snatch me up and stick me with something and take my property and destroy my business, somehow I am the freaking domestic terrorist. And all you knucklehead, and go ahead and unlike and leave the freaking page, I don't care. But all you knucklehead cultists, with some idea, oh, Trump's going to save us, and calling for federal troops to start having unconstitutional tribunals and executing people. Give me a freaking break. Whatever. I didn't vote a savior into office, and I'm not waiting on anybody in Washington, D.C. to save me. I don't care how much you like him. I'm not against him, but he's not my savior. Just leave me the frick alone.
Susan Clark says, asked this question, do we still have the right to hand out papers or put a sign in your car? You absolutely do. Your rights are nowhere. Your rights are exactly where they were from the very beginning. We don't lose our rights. We surrender them. When we fail to speak up and to actually work at what our liberty is. You know, we're where we are today because we let this stuff go for so long. And we need to stop being it. Our founders had this discussion, JC. At what point, and I can point you to the letters. I mean, the exact words. I have them in my brain. The exact words. At what point do their acts constitute war against us? That is a quote. Yeah. At what point do their acts constitute war against us?
So what I'm saying, man, I'm about peace. I'm not calling for violence or doing anything to anybody.
As a matter of fact,
leave us alone. But
leave
I'm telling
us alone.
You, you know, they try to use the idea of mandatory. What is mandatory? Mandatory force. No, say it plainly. Forced vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
please.
No, not. It's just not going to happen. You know, so they may as well make their list. They may as well classify me and everybody like me because whatever. It's not a threat. It's a freaking promise. It's not happening.
No, it's not.
It's not happening.
It's not.
So, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll get a warrant tomorrow and I'll get dragged off and I'm a danger or whatever and, you know, they need to red flag me. But you better freaking pack a lunch.
Thank you, Jeff Benjamin, for encouraging JC's rant with your super chat. I don't think...
Hashtag just saying.
I'm glad. I mean, we need to let this stuff out. It needs to pop off. God knows I pop off enough.
Hey,
I've been in tears all day for one reason or another, so I just, why not? I mean, come on, people. This is just ridiculous. I can't... there are just so many things that I'd like to say, and I just, you know... there'll be a time, but... And I'm not holding back because I'm afraid of anything. I just... There's a time and a season for all.
We know you're the optimist in the family. That's fine. Yeah. And
well, no problem. But even so, there are certain things that I don't like to say out loud.
No, I understand.
Because I have to,
you know,
I'm trying to maintain certain things. I don't want to speak things into reality, and I don't. But I'm going to tell you what: there are certain aspects of this government and how they work that I have found myself in conflict now with for years. I mean, seriously, in my spirit, unable to actually engage in these activities because they are so freaking repulsive that it makes me want to cry that I already live in a mandated society.
Right.
I already live in a government-forced society. I am already forced to do things that make me nauseous. The fact that, okay, Donald Trump gave us a gift. He let us not have to pay taxes until July. Woo, woo, woo. The fact that by force I have to fund things like abortion. By force, and don't tell me that our federal government doesn't fund abortion, because if you think that, I've got some swamp land right across the road from where we live that I can sell it to you. The things that we fund with our tax dollars ought to make us all want to vomit. You want to complain about what's happening today? Complain about the progressives and the Marxists and whatever you want to call them? You want to complain about how they're taking over our government? You want to complain how they're redistributing our wealth? Well, let me give you a freaking clue here, people. They only do that because they've been taking your tax dollars and funding their movements and funding their education and funding their brainwashing for 107 stinking years now. So don't come tell me this happened just last night. And you know what? I understand even we're behind the curve, because you've got people, oh my goodness, you've got people the writer of the Jekyll.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
G. Edward Griffin.
G. Edward Griffin. How long has he been fighting? I've got friends that have been fighting this for a quarter of a century or more. We meet people all the time that have been fighting it, that are like 70, 80 years old, been fighting it their whole life. The fact that it just feels like it's new doesn't make it so. We have tolerated for 107 years now a forced government. So it makes me weep. It absolutely makes me weep at how much we've put up with and how much we've encouraged. Samuel Adams said this: when we tamely suffer a lawless attack upon our liberty, we encourage it and we involve others in our doom. He said it's a serious consideration that should weigh heavy upon our hearts that ages and millions yet unborns will be the miserable sharers of our experience. You know what makes me weep? Is that we did this to we're doing this to our children. We're doing this to future generations. That's what makes me weep. Thank you, Drywall O, for your... what is that? Like 3 super chats for Drywall. Thank you so much. But, yeah, Brother Hairless, been at it for 40 years. So, in my hope, I know. Because we meet people every day, JC. I didn't realize it was this bad. You know? And I don't say something smartass and say, well, welcome to the party, you know, because, hey, I was one of those people, right? Maybe JC was never a hardcore socialist.
Nope.
But I was. I was. So I welcome everybody to the truth. I rejoice over everyone that comes to the realizations.
I just hope you find it before you come at me. Because at that point, you run out of grace.
I think Drywall and Miriam are in a super chat battle here tonight. Thank you, Miriam, for your super chat grant again. The truth needs to go forward. Thank you. I wish I could do more. You know, you guys just being here. Now I'm going to get all sentimental and sappy because I just... look here, we got 3 people that hate us. We got 139 that don't. And we have thousands upon thousands that listen and learn every day. I don't let the haters get to me, and I absolutely believe that we are on the right side. So even if the numbers were reversed, JC, I'd still be doing what we're doing, because the cause is just, and our principles are pure. So we don't need to fear the multitude of opposing hosts. That's what Jonathan Witherspoon said, so, and I believe it. I absolutely believe it. No drywall, oh, the Supreme Court cannot write law.
I don't fear, for sure. They just tick me off.
Richard Kramer, thank you for your 90, no, look at, you didn't want to go over the 100 mark so you could give YouTube their thingy. Thank you so much. I'll just count it as a Benjamin. How's that? 420 icons. Thank you for your super chat, guys. That's right. What is that emoji?
420.
420?
Yeah.
Oh, 420. A little bit. It's a little past 420. Anyway, God bless you guys. We love you so much. Thank you for all your support. You guys are absolutely the best. Now take it. Share it. Hit those thumbs up. Hit that subscribe so that YouTube can't not send you. I think we have, what do we have now? Our subscriptions have grown on YouTube by leaps and bounds. Like, we got 3,300 new subscriptions last week.
Wow.
Yeah, last week, 3,300, just in 1 week.
That's great.
But you have to make sure that you want the you tell them to notify you, because we can't get 3,000 new people that like us and only have 156 people watching. And that's because YouTube is not telling you that we're on.
Well, build local community. Prepare yourself to protect you and yours.
And educate the future generations, because we will rebuild. We will rebuild, and we need people who understand what liberty is all about. I love this mug, JC. I don't have this mug yet, JC. This is my favorite one, and I don't have it yet. So, get your mugs. Get your t-shirts. I'm not sure where the thing is for the t-shirts, but there's t-shirts at godgunsliberty.com. Go and spread the message. God bless you guys. We will see you. Gotta give them the salute, JC. We'll see you tomorrow.